Well, maybe not Frank tonight. Habbo in studio. Frank Maloney is down in Chapel Hill. He's going to give us an on-site report from the Smith Center in a few minutes. And our friend Terry Gates is hung up in traffic, but Terry is on his way to the studio, so he'll be joining us shortly as we take a look back at the Duke game on Saturday night and, of course, a look forward to the North Carolina game that tips off in less than an hour from down in Chapel Hill. Another challenging evening for the Virginia Cavaliers as they try to bounce back from the Duke loss the other night. So we'll have a lot to say about all of those games, both yours truly, Terry Gates, and as I say, Frank will be calling in shortly. I wanted to do one thing tonight before we went much farther. Further, I should say, get the right grammatical use there. A good member of Virginia Athletics, a terrific guy, and a friend of mine, Barry Koval, passed away on January 24th. The newspaper referred to him as one who provided love. He was humble. A great deal of service to not only his family, his employer, Hunton and Williams, but he was just a dedicated supporter of Virginia Athletics for a long, long time, including being the head of the VAF board in recent years. Barry played both basketball and baseball at the University of Virginia. Was a member of the Z Society, a BS degree from the McIntyre School of Commerce, an MBA from Darden. Obviously a very accomplished individual. I'm sure he's going to be sorely missed at Hunton and Williams, where he provided valuable service over a period of 27 years. Particularly will be missed by his wife, Patty, son, Matt, son, Taylor. He had a daughter, Marianne, and recently had a granddaughter born, Abigail Grace, and I know it was a great comfort to the family that Abigail Grace was born while Barry Koval was still around and could at least give her a hug and enjoy her presence prior to his passing on January 24th. Mr. Gates just coming into the studio, so we'll be joined by him shortly. There will be a memorial service this coming Saturday, February 7th. At 11 a.m. at St. James Episcopal Church, 1205 West Franklin Street. Barry Koval and I, we became friends over a period of the last decade or so, and probably, Terry, now that you've sat down, about once a quarter, I would go down to the Hunton Williams office down there in the East Tower downtown, and he and I would catch up and solve all the problems of Virginia athletes. So just a terrific guy, and I know you also want to send your condolences to the family.
Yeah, what a nice gentleman. I only got to know him in the last couple of years at some of the reunions, but he always came up and had a good word to say, impeccably dressed, just a nice Virginia gentleman. And I was sorry to read that in the paper on Sunday morning.
Yeah, lost him much too soon, only 68 years of age. So to, as I say, to Patty and family, we send our heartfelt condolences and very best wishes. So, anyway, this is a sports show. Back to sports. As I say, Frank Maloney will be calling in momentarily from the Smith Center. But
you don't have to take that call, do you?
He probably thinks so. All right, Duke game. We'll review that one first. What was your assessment? Obviously, I put a play-by-play over there. Things looked good until about 5 minutes to go in the game. So what happened in the last four or five minutes of that contest?
Well, you have to make plays. And certainly it was a wonderful atmosphere. The game lived up to the expectations. Though it wasn't pretty at times, it was hotly contested. And Virginia, you seem to be in control, but you got to keep scoring. And you see down the stretch, you see some turnovers. And I think where I read in David Teal's column, they scored 14 the last 15 times they had the ball. I mean, they scored 22 points in the last 5 minutes. That's a third of the points they had in the entire game. But give Duke a lot of credit, but that's one on your home court. You got to finish that one out. You just have to finish it out. And Virginia doesn't have that There's a lot of passing, not the go-to guy. I thought Brogdon was kind of taking that team back over. Had a good game, but I think he had 15 shots, 17 points. That's not a great game. Anderson kind of the same way. And we took the ball inside against Duke. We got good shots, but they just didn't finish. There wasn't enough efficiency in what they did. They did a lot of nice things, but they just didn't finish.
Yeah, we can talk about this at greater length as the hour progresses. I think from my perspective, maybe a couple of vulnerabilities, and don't get me wrong, Virginia is a very, very good basketball team, and every team has weaknesses, but I think Virginia can be susceptible to teams that shoot to three, and Duke is certainly one of them. And from the other side of the coin, Virginia certainly has guys that can make the three, but, you know, I thought Kay going to the 2-3 zone. Now, maybe he did it out of necessity because he had some guys in foul trouble, didn't have a deep bench. But I thought the 2-3 zone of Duke caused us some problems in the second half.
Yeah, it caused you some problems. There were some open shots up front. Wilkins hit some jump shots.
Yeah, he got on the elbow of the foul line there.
And they're going to give him that shot. You know, I think teams are going to say, Malcolm, you're not going to beat us. Justin, you're not going to beat us, and we're going to see Isaiah. You're going to have to try to beat us. And Gil, who's been so wonderful in the portion of scoring for Virginia and what he does for it, you know, he's been in foul trouble. And when you see Toby and Darian Atkins go, 7 for 20? That's not going to get it done on your home court.
Right. Well, we'll come back to the Duke game, but right now Mr. Maloney is on the line. He is down at the Smith Center. Frank, set the scene for us down there in Chapel Hill.
Well, it's a kind of chilly down here, believe it or not. Temperature's been dropping all day. Epic amount of traffic. It's incredible. The main highway is down here.
He's giving us a weather forecast and a traffic report. You know,
hey Frank, I can tell you there's a headwind coming in from Williamsburg. I can tell you that.
It's the best I can do. I'm waiting for my vodka tonic. All right. Yeah. So, believe it or not, I'm staying at the Franklin Hotel on Franklin Street, so everything seems to be going perfectly. Headed over to the media lot shortly, to the Dean Dome. I'm just going to give you my keys. The number 5 Wahoos versus the number 13 Tar Heels. You know, I think defensive rebounding is crucial tonight. Atkins, Gill, and Toby have got to get the ball and get control of it and get the ball in the hands of Prentice and Brogdon cleanly, no turnovers from that end of the court. And somebody's got to have to keep an eye on Marcus Page. He's always dangerous. He's playing half hurt with an ankle issue. In the meantime, I think the Virginia offense has got to come back to life, Abbo and Terry. In the last couple of games, it's just not been the same offense. I think they just need to be more efficient. They've got to have better ball control. And then I think they've got to keep turnovers to 6 to 8 turnovers maximum and maybe less. And I think they've got to start both halves with confidence. They've got to get off to a good start in both halves and let Carolina know that they mean business. And, you know, that's my assessment right now.
Well, this is your first trip to the Smith Center, right?
You know, it's sort of crazy to say this. I mean, I've been to almost all the other major venues, and it's the first time I've ever gone to the Dean Dome.
Well, you know, the Cavaliers have not had the greatest success over the past century down in Chapel Hill. I think we've won 6 games, one of which occurred in 1917, and not even I was around for that one.
You were a gleam in someone's eye, though.
I think I played on a team that won there, and I know Terry did, and I actually broadcast a couple of games where we won there, but success has been a little rare down there, so hopefully we can find a way to get a W down there. This is a big game. You know, there's something about going from undefeated to a 2-game losing streak that doesn't sound very good.
You know, I couldn't agree more. You know, it's interesting. The Tar Heel Daily newspaper has an article in the sports column, UNC's Moment of Truth. And whereas I think in, you know, the last 4 decades, I'm pretty certain, you know, whoever was coaching Carolina, whether it was McGuire or Dean Smith or now Roy Williams, they pretty much used to chalk this one up almost as a win, you know. And so now all of a sudden the moment of truth, and, you know, maybe that could be also applied to UVA. You know, the Cavaliers have an outstanding team. They're 19-1, but they really don't want to drop back-to-back games in conference. And I think, you know, I expect the Cavaliers to be tough tonight. I expect them to be rugged on the defensive boards, and when they crash the offensive boards, I expect to see some bodies flying. And, you know, hopefully Justin Anderson and Malcolm Brogdon can assert themselves at both ends of the floor. And it would be nice if Parentes would set the other players up for some easier shots. And, you know, this is a huge game. There's no two ways about it.
It's a big game for Carolina. You know, they had Louisville down 18 in the second half.
Louisville.
There you go. Sorry. Get the right pronunciation. Yeah. You know, now that they're in the league, I got to say it right. Yeah. But at any rate, an 18-point lead in the second half. Now, admittedly, it's on the road, but still, I'm sure Virginia looks at the Duke game thinking, man, we should have won that game, should have closed it out. But Carolina, you have an 18-point lead. That's a game you think you probably should win.
You know, it's funny. Both teams are coming off uncharacteristic late-in-the-game losses. And that's why I anticipate this game to be fiercely contested, really from the get-go. And, you know, Roy Williams and Tony Bennett, I'm pretty certain both these guys would like to win this one. Don't you think?
Absolutely. What do you think, Mr. Gates? Any comment or question for Frank?
You know, the Duke game, it was a huge game for Duke, because either you're 4-4 and you're in the middle of the pack, or you're 5-3 and you've got places to go because you're still playing Carolina twice.
And still playing Notre Dame
right.
at home.
So you can help yourself and win the other games. Here, I mean, this is for first place in the league. It would be a virtual tie. I mean, it would be, I think, Notre Dame and Carolina and Virginia with two losses. So this is one, if they want to be that elite top four teams in the country, they needed to win either Saturday or tonight. So it would have been a lot easier to do on Saturday, but that one slipped through their fingers. So this time, I think rebounding is going to be a huge issue here. Carolina, I think, is one of the better rebounding teams off on the offensive glass in the league. And they're big and they're strong. And this is just one where they're going to have to go to work, play to 59, and cannot give up second chance points. Okafor had 9 rebounds, 6 on the offensive glass. He did score down the stretch for Duke, and they can't allow that to happen tonight. They have to just finish things, and they didn't finish it at the rim on the offensive end, and they didn't take care of some of the defensive rebounds and blocking out that they really needed to do to finish that game on Saturday.
Well, Frank, I know you got to head over to the arena. Any final thoughts or comments before we let you go?
You know, only that, you know, I'd like to see Virginia start the game with some confidence, and when they come out of halftime, start the second half with confidence and move the ball and move their feet with purpose and call out the picks and, you know, set good screens. And when they go to the boards, go up with two hands and snare the ball with aggressiveness. You know, this is a game of want-to. If there ever was a game this year of want-to, this is it. Because both teams are well-coached. Both teams have athletes. Both teams are deep. This is an exciting game at a I'm gonna turn you guys loose, and I'm gonna predict Virginia wins by 3. That's my call in the game, and hopefully I'm right tonight.
I'll take it right now.
Do they break 60?
You know, I think this game will be played in the low 60s. I do agree with that idea. So maybe it's like 65, 62.
Well, it's funny. I was having a conversation with my wife the other day about back in the 60s there was an ACC tournament game 12-10. So I'd take a 13-10 win tonight. That might be a little boring, but nevertheless, big game for the Hoos and the Heels. So, Frank, enjoy yourself down there. We'll look forward to your report when you get back next week.
Very good. Listen, you guys have a great night. Go Hoos.
All right, Frank Maloney reporting from Chapel Hill. We're going to go ahead and go to our first break right now. Terry Gates and I are in the studio. It's largely going to be Terry and I breaking down, maybe looking back at Duke and looking ahead to Carolina. We would welcome your calls tonight, 345-0910. So don't hesitate to give us a call if you have a comment or question. We'll be right back after these messages.